With August, entanglement, with August, entanglement, 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 with August, entanglement, with August, entanglement, with August, entanglement, 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 with August, entanglement.
Hey guys, so it's been a wild time ever since the last time we filmed an episode. It was like a week ago or something. Y'all, a lot has gone down, like a lot. So this episode is gonna be packed with a lot of information, so it might be a little longer than usual. We say that before every podcast, but
the
like
longer,
this one,
the better.
Oh yes, wise words from Jamie as always. But yeah, so make sure that you have a snack, or you know, you're relaxed, because we will be getting into some topics. So what should we start off with? Well, first we should start off with, okay, so John Lewis, a civil rights icon, passed away yesterday, so we have
and
to pay
CT
our
Vivian.
Yes. So we lost two civil rights icons. So, you know, we wouldn't be this far in the movement if it wasn't for them, so we have to pay our respects. Yeah, it was sad to see them go. But, you know, these are titans. They led the movement, so, and they were young when they did it too, so yeah. And also Naya Rivera, who passed away, unfortunately. It was sad to hear what happened with her. Yeah, just love and respect out to her and her family. Also to Nicole Thea, YouTuber, who lost her life as well. She lost her life with her unborn child. So, y'all, it's been pretty sad. Pretty heavy. But, yeah, sad to see those people go. So, let's get into the episode. So, what topic should we go...
Well, I think
about?
We should start with the entanglement.
Yes. Oh, yeah, since we, like, literally started the episode off with that. I hope we don't get copyrighted for that, y'all. But, yeah, so, Miss Jada,
can't
got
you
herself...
get copyrighted if you're monetized or something?
You're monetized.
Oh, no. Okay, anyways, y'all. So, Jada Pinkett Smith got herself into an entanglement with August, as y'all heard.
In case you didn't know.
And, yeah, things have been pretty wild in the Smith family. But I was watching a YouTuber, for Harriet. If y'all, if y'all want to be educated, you know, she talks about a lot of interesting things. Yeah, but for Harriet, she's a really cool YouTuber. She basically was talking about how the Smith family is really smart for portraying this, like, perfect image of, like, the perfect rich black family in Hollywood. Even though they had, like, a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, we always thought of, like, Will and Jada as the perfect couple. And they were smart for, like, you know, keeping that image up for so long. But yeah, I mean, like, Jada, what did you think about all the Jada Pinkett Smith stuff?
Okay. Here's what I got from it. First, I don't think Jada and Will are on the same page with their marriage. And I think that's when trouble starts to happen. Like, okay, I'm only 17, so what do I know about marriage? but like, I feel like they're not on the same page. I feel like Jada sees their relationship as more open, and then Will is just, he wants to be exclusive. And for some reason, I think they're not portraying that to each other, or like, maybe Will is in denial. I don't know. Something is definitely wrong there. I don't think they're seeing eye to eye. And that's how Jada got into an entanglement. So, I wouldn't call it that, but I mean, I guess it's an entanglement. I don't know.
A lot of people were calling, not a lot, but some people brought up the fact that, like, Jada could be seen as predatory because August was kind of young and in a vulnerable position when they, you know, began the relationship. I don't know if I would use the word predatory because, I don't know. I don't think it went down that way, but I don't know. It seems like something that just kind of happened. But a lot of people bring up the fact, like, if it was reversed or something, if the genders were reversed, like, you know, would we still be, like, giving Jada a lot of slack? Or would we be like, yo, that's messed up?
Yeah, I can definitely see why people would say it's a little predatory. Because she was older, he was younger. And what do young people know? Like, we don't know anything. So, yeah, I guess you could agree it was a little creepy. But, yeah.
Remember, he was, like, in early 20s, I think.
That's the next door. Child, we out here just looking around.
And that's on period.
That is on period. Oh, okay. And then, y'all, we found out who shot Megan. Freaking Tory Lanez, 5'3" behind, shot her. Like, what? Like, oh my goodness. Like, that's crazy. Like, why would you do that?
I have no clue who Tory Lanez even is. I think he's a rapper or something. I don't know. I heard something like, I don't know if she was going to Kylie Jenner's house or if she was there. I don't know. And then they got into an argument because she wanted to leave him. Something like that. And then somehow she got shot in the foot by him. I don't know if it was accidental or on purpose. I don't know. But that is a little rough. That whole situation is a little rough. Like, I don't understand. I can't even comprehend what happened, honestly. I'm just a little confused.
That's why I don't trust men under 5'5".
BJ. anyway.
Oh, except for BJ.
Well, wait. This is so funny. Okay. My mom keeps gassing up my brother because he grew, like, an inch or two, okay? And she keeps acting like he's 6'3 or something. He's like 5'5". And we were at the bike shop today looking for a bike for him. And then the lady goes, how tall is he? And then my mom goes, oh, like 5'5". And she's like, okay, so short. Oh, oh. I just thought that was funny. She was all butthurt after that. Look, we can go back to what we were talking about.
That's fine. But yeah, yo. That's crazy. I guess that's all I have to say. Because we really don't know, like, a lot on that topic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the story is still developing, kind of. But, yeah.
Okay. No. I was about to give an analogy on how I feel about this topic, but it's probably going to make zero sense because I'm not good at these analogies.
Let's see it.
I was going to say, it's like being told to make a cake with eggs, butter, and water. And you gotta just somehow put it together.
What did that have to do with what we were talking about?
See, this is why I don't use analogies.
But can you like what? I can't find the correlation.
Because I was gonna say it's like we're trying to talk about a topic that we don't have enough information on, and I was saying it's like getting eggs.
You the first time.
I'm about to sneeze. But yeah.
That was amazing.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to come out with a book of my quotes. What are you laughing?
Thank you. Thank you for that, dude. Truly.
Okay, but, like, sometimes I see smart things, so.
The fact that you said sometimes. An entanglement with August.
I don't have to lose. You have to lose, so I don't. I keep forgetting, or I don't know what these topics. Oh, okay. Wait, we already did. What's next? Oh, okay. Well, today's main topic is racism we've experienced. We thought this would be a good topic to talk about since we kind of touched on it, I think, the last episode. I can't really keep track of it. Oh, no, that was about the mouse. So yeah. The episode before that. So, dang it, I should have came with something prepared. Do you want to start?
I don't know where I should start, honestly. Oh, okay. Let me start. This is, like, a small one, kind of. Okay, so, you know, we went to, like a predominantly white, Catholic, private school. So y'all can only guess, like, all the things that we faced there. all the microaggressions, everything. But, okay, so one time, we all were required to take a class called religion. It was about, like, the Catholic faith. And so one time we're sitting in class, and the teacher, she's talking about something. She's like, So she was basically saying, like, oh, the kids will do, she's like making a really corny argument, but like, the kids will do the nay nay and all this stuff, but they won't do those dances to worship God, something like that. And when she was listing all the dances that we do now, like the Dougie, the nay nay, all that stuff, she looked at like one of the black kids and was like, shucking and jiving. And I was like, what did she just say? Shucking and what? Like, I don't, like, I don't know if she knew the, like, meaning behind that, or, like, I don't know, because some of these people are really just not educated on what that means. So if you're listening, you don't know what shucking and jiving means, let me educate you on something. So, let me see. Hold up, y'all. Let me try to find like a good one on shucking and jiving. Let me see. Let's go. Okay. Okay, so this is the definition from UrbanDictionary.com. So it says, to shuck and jive originally referred to the intentionally misleading words and actions that African Americans would employ in order to deceive racist European Americans in power. Okay, so a slave, for instance, would say, oh God. I don't know if this is good. It's okay. It says, shucking and jiving was a tactic of both survival and resistance. The slave, for instance, could say eagerly, oh yes, master, and have no real intention to obey. Or, what the? Wait, no. The shucking and jiving I know is doing whatever you can. Okay, it's like, it's basically like, you know, when like kind of what they said, like slaves doing what they can to survive, doing whatever the master says and whatever, like shucking and jiving, you know what I'm saying? So like, if this is bad, but if you see like a black person supporting Trump, would be like, oh, they shucking and jiving. Like it's like that's kind of like what it means. So like, yeah, that's not something you should just say casually. I just forgot to tell this one. You want to go?
Well, it's a short story. It's okay. Not me, though. Yeah. Okay, this story is not... It wasn't really racism towards me, but my freshman year was the first day, and we were in homeroom. And my school has something called... It's a house for boarding school kids. And we call them the NAS kids, because that's the name of the house, and then we had kids after it, NAS kids. So basically, anyone from a different country, a different state, who comes to our school, who lives in that boarding house, we call them a NAS kid. That's it. And we get a lot of students from China. And so I'm in homeroom, and there's this girl, but she's not Chinese. And the teacher goes, oh my gosh, are you a NAS kid? Where are you from? And she's like, no, I live here in America. And I was just like, the nerve. You just had to walk up to an Asian student and just ask them that. I just thought that was a little rude. And that's what I mean when I say my school, like, they're clueless. Like,
very, oh my God, so clueless.
I just thought, I was like, you didn't even ask her. Like, you just straight up assumed she wasn't asking, but okay.
Another situation. Okay, so this is like freshman year. And I guess this was like in literature, and our teacher was like handing back an essays that we had to like handwrite, and she graded them, was handing them back. And I guess one of them, like one of the kids forgot to put their name on it. So she's like, I don't know who, whose paper this is, but this is very neat writing. Could this be one of the Asian students? And everybody was like, what?
Why do I know who this teacher is?
You know who
this is? I already know who this is.
Wait.
I can't see that. What is it?
No.
old.
That's not sorry, y'all. We were just we were using hand motions to speak to each other. We didn't want to give job names. But yeah. But oh, Gina, I have a story for that. And the other, oh girl, this teacher, we just found out she was a Trump supporter, and we were like, oh my god, that makes so much sense.
It makes sense now.
Like, everything that ever happened with her makes so much sense. But, so there's this, like, this black kid in our class, this was a science class, and he would always just, like, play with somebody's hair, but he wasn't, like, annoying. Like, he was, like, pretty much the funny kid. But, like, if he sat behind you, like, he did it to me sometimes. He would just play with my hair or whatever. And I'll be like, stop touching my hair. But but he would just, like, he wouldn't do it to, like, bother you or anything. It would just be like, oh, I'm just going to play with your hair. Because that's just, like, how he was. So, like, I don't know. Like, because it was weird. Like, nobody was, like, really bothered by it. It was just like, oh, that's just something he does. But, yeah, it was...
Wait, I missed the first letter. Oh.
But, yeah. So, he would just do that. And so, this one day in science class, he happened to be, like, playing with a white girl's hair. And this teacher went off, y'all. Like, it was, like, something just ticked. She was like, stop touching her hair right now. Don't ever touch another student's hair. And it was crazy. I was like, oh, my God. And it wasn't, like... If you don't want other kids touching kids people's hair in your class, just be like, oh, no, please don't touch somebody's hair. But, like, this woman, it was, like, a switch just, like
yeah,
flipped.
She do be having a switch.
Like, she just, like, went off on him. And it was like, okay, like, it's not like he was just, like, trying to pull her hair out. It was just like, you know, like, I can see how, like, that could bother you, but, like, I think, you know, it's a black boy playing with a white girl's hair. Like, something bothered her there, but, you know.
You know, guys, and this same teacher, she used to pick on the same two kids every day in my class. Like, I'm telling you, the one girl, she was so good. Like, she wasn't problematic at all. She barely even talked. And that same teacher would always just pick on her. And I was like, I was always so confused on why. Like, the girl didn't do anything. She was just quiet. And I'm like, that's a race issue. And then... Mm-hmm. On top of that, okay, I got another story. Okay. So, it was parent teachers night, and we went into the closet, like, I don't know if it was the closet or something, the lab, I don't know. But she was basically closed off in a different room while her mom was doing parent teacher night. And another girl told me that she said she felt like one of the immigrants being locked in a cage. I was like, who says that?
Yes,
that is so...
You're supporting the man who's locking people in cages, but okay.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know how I didn't pick up she was a Trump supporter when she said that. Like, I was kind of in denial. I told my mom she said that, and my mom was like, she seems like the type of person who just, like, makes, like, jokes or something. I don't know. But then now that I know she's a Trump supporter, I'm like, dang, like, she actually said that. Like... I cut ties with her, though. We don't even follow each other on Instagram. Nothing really happened between us. I guess she didn't like what I was posting, and so she unfollowed me first, and then I unfollowed her. So, yeah. That's the tea.
Okay, there are these other... Anyways, so I was in the same Spanish class as them, and, like, these two boys, like, they were friends. And, like, nobody really knew each other in the class except for those two. So, like, they would always just be talking while, like, the lesson was going on. But, yeah. So, like, I was just, like, I happened to be, like, sitting near them one class. And so I was eavesdropping because, y'all, I be eavesdropping sometimes. And they were talking about this, like, black girl who had gone to this was like sophomore year, so she went to our school like freshman year and then had like transferred, and they were talking about her, and I guess she was trying to like ask one of them to hang out or whatever because they were like friends, and he was basically like, oh no, his friend was like, oh man, she's trying to hit on you, you're getting all the black girls, right? And like as a joke, like, oh, the black girls like you. And then he was like, oh, no, I don't like coffee in my milk. He didn't even say it right, but he was like, I don't like coffee in my milk, if you know what I mean. And I was like, the tone deafness, like, it's like, and he, like, he was a Trump supporter. Like, what else would you expect? But I'm just like, wow. Notice like,
all the people doing these things are Trump supporters.
Trump supporters, like, of course.
Serious.
But, like, yeah, it's like, crazy, the type of things that people say. And, like, whether they know that it's offensive or not, it's just like, wow. Like, whether you know it's offensive or not, like, ignorance is not an excuse. So, just saying.
Yeah, and that sounds stupid. Like, you don't like coffee. Like, he's saying he doesn't like black girls. How can you just rule out an entire, like, we're not yes, all the same. We're not exactly, all, like, a clear-cut image. Like, how can you just rule out the entire, like,
yeah, I mean, like,
every single black girl in the whole world? Like, does that
but that's a different, that's a whole different conversation. But yeah. Is there another story you have? Because I could tell one if you're trying to come up with.
Yeah, you tell yours.
Okay.
Like, there's so many.
This one is.
I just.
Chill.
I've been blocking out the haters at this point.
This one is. Y'all gonna be like, is she lying? I'm not lying. Okay. So this is like freshman year, right? I was on the soccer team. I don't even try to like claim it now. People are like, oh, you played soccer in high school? I was like, no.
Every time I pull out my camera, you're right there.
Okay.
That's weird.
Our mom is watching us. But, so...
Literally, every time.
It was like, so every time it's Halloween, like, everybody... Like, the field hockey team, they would all dress up, like, come in your different costumes or whatever. Like, sports teams would come in costumes, right? So, the team I was on, soccer, was the only team that had a theme. For Halloween. There was a special theme you had to dress up as. Okay. I'm gonna give y'all a couple seconds to guess what the theme was. Did y'all guess?
It's a little offensive.
Okay, here was the theme. The theme was ghetto fab. Ciao.
Ooh,
I was like, what in the Caucasity is this? So it's a bunch of little white girls coming to practice with bandana ons, teardrops, big hoop earrings, sweatpants, basketball jerseys, like their hair braided. I'm like, ghetto fab. Like, you mean to tell me that you're dressing up as black stereotypes, like, as a Halloween theme? Like, I was befuddled. Is that even a
befuddled
word?
I was baffled or something?
Oh, I was baffled, y'all. Flabbergasted.
befuddled.
I was blown away. In not a good way. Y'all, I was like, what in the world? As you can tell, none of the POCs participated. Like, not just the black people, like the Asian people on our team. Even though there was like a handful of us. Nobody who was of color participated in that, which like says a lot. But, yeah, so, like, yeah, that's the type of, oh, and, like, so it's crazy because the principal would allow this stuff to happen, but, like, sophomore year, there was a different principal, shout out to him, because he saw, like, the girls walking around the hallway one day, and he was like, what, why are y'all dressed like this? And he was like, ghetto fab. I mean, one of the girls was like, we're dressed as ghetto fab. And then he was like, okay, no, shut this down. He was like, no, this is not okay. Mind you, this is a white man. He was like, nope. It's like, this is like the only white person with common sense in this school. He was like, no, this like, no, this, no, no, no. And then like, so all the girls were like coming outside and they were like, the principal said we can't dress up. And the coach was like, man, they don't let the soccer team do anything out here. And I was like, what? I was like sitting there just watching the whole time like, do y'all hear yourselves? And one of the girls was like, I'm gonna tell my mom to email the school. And I was like, what? Like, y'all are dressing up as racial stereotypes like for fun and y'all don't see the issue? Like, I was baffled. But here's something interesting I will tell y'all, right? Because in our class, like, there aren't a lot of black people, but there are more black men than there are black women. And the black men that are there are mostly there because of sports, like football, basketball, right? Track. You know, like, do y'all see the correlation? Like, there's like a handful of black girls, and like the black guys that we have, like they're 10 times, well, no, not 10, but like there's a lot more black men in my class than black women, and they were like, they contributed to sports, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, that was just an interesting thing that I noticed. Because I would have liked to have... I mean, like, all the black girls that were in my class were cool. But, like, I just felt like it would have been nicer to have, like, more black girls. Because, like, there were a lot of times when I was, like, the only black girl in my class. So, yeah.
I feel like our school just needs help. Yes. They need somebody who is a person of color up in the heads just helping them. Because, like...
Oh, there's so many.
Even, like, okay. I applied for a scholarship, okay? I did not get the scholarship despite fitting all their criteria. You know who won the scholarship? 5 white kids. And maybe they really deserve the scholarships, okay? Maybe they really did. But then the school has the nerve to put me on their scholarship page on the website, on their website. Like, me and my sister are both on the scholarship page. We did not get any scholarships. They strictly did that to show everyone that they have diversity. And I just, that irks my soul so much because I spent so much time writing my paper for applying for a scholarship, submitting my grades, all that, and I didn't even get it. And then you have the nerve to put me on the scholarship page like I won something.
You said diversity.
That bothers me so much.
Oh my god. Yeah, y'all, like, the lack of diversity, ooh, child, it was painful. Ugh, Lord. Yeah, you got any other stories? She's thinking, y'all.
I don't know. I still think we just need help. Like, even we have a club called The Council, which we're trying to educate other people. Like, we're trying to educate people on diversity, like, among different fields, like people with disabilities, like race, all that stuff. But then I feel like even that club is not, we're not doing anything. Because no one even listens to us. We had a whole assembly on cultural appropriation. And basically the school... I don't know these people's positions. So sorry I keep saying the school head. I don't know any of their positions. But they basically said it was too harsh. And that kids were complaining about it. So I'm like... At this point, like, what do we even do?
Yeah, that's pretty true. I'm so mad because I thought of a story and then I literally forgot it.
Boy. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Shut up.
Hey.
Let me pause. Okay, this is like a dumb joke that some white kid made. So, we were at an assembly, right? And I forget what exactly was going on. I think they were, like, handing out awards, doing something, right? And it just happened to be, like, a lot of, like, black kids walking on the stage at once. And this kid goes, Wakanda forever! Like... As a joke or something, and I was like, oh, okay. You know, it was just, like, stupid little microaggressions like that that would happen a lot. Yeah.
No! Like, it wasn't even funny. It spilled. My water ice just spilled. But I think that was all I had, but I want to talk about Hamilton.
Yes.
Bruh, I saw Hamilton this week. I think. I don't know.
No,
did he
just
chuckle? I know. I just saw. Oh my gosh. I'm supposed to talk about manifestation too. Okay. So keep listening if you want to hear me talk about that. But okay. Hamilton. Real quick. I just saw it. Guys. Everyone was so obsessed over Hamilton. And I never understood the hype. Because I'm like, it's history. Like,
we understand you, theater nerds.
Alright, I'm not a theater nerd.
No, I'm saying I get the hype.
Oh, theater dang nerd. It again! I just spilled it again.
When Hamilton was out and, like, the theater nerds were going crazy, I was like, y'all, they like it. I was like, everybody's obsessing over Hamilton. Like, what's the big deal? Then we saw it and I was like, okay, I get it.
I spilled my water ice like 5 times while she was talking. It's on the rug and everything. But, yeah, I didn't get the hype. I'm like, it's about history. It's rap. And I kind of listened to some of the rap. I was like, boring. And I just didn't understand why people were so hype about it. Guys, I saw it. Now I get the hype. Now I get it. Because I feel like when you're just listening to the soundtrack, you're just looking for the flaws because you don't want to like it. But then when you actually just sit down and watch it and actually pay attention, then you're like, oh, this is kind of good. The songs are fire. Anthony Ramos. Woo! Wow, he's a beautiful. God took his time. Leslie Odom Jr., God took his time. Just, how did he get such a perfect cast? Like, oh my goodness. Beautiful. But
David Diggs.
David's okay. He has nice hair though. Yeah. Lafayette. But
I don't like me some Lafayette.
No, you know what was such like the I was sad when I'm not spoiling it, it's history. But if you don't know it, read the book. But
what book?
The history book. But when Anthony Ramos, he plays Jonathan Lawrence. When he died, I was so sad. And then they gonna bring homeboy back as Philip Hamilton. I was like, what?
Yo, y'all, we were so confused when they like had the same people playing the same characters. Cause I was like, wait, did Lafayette grow to become Thomas Jefferson? Like, I literally thought that. I was like, I felt so dumb. I was like, what?
Bro, I was so confused, but I was happy he was back. And I was like, no, don't kill him off now, cause I need to see.
You know what?
I need to see what?
I need to see.
The luscious curls. Just, he's beautiful.
Oh my God.
And I can't forget about Mr. Aaron Burr. He's beautiful too.
Oh yeah. The guy who played George Washington he had some thick eyebrows. Like, whoo! I like nice eyebrows.
George Washington just looked like a dad to me, so it was kind of weird.
Okay.
Crushing on him. So, he was a very good-looking man, but he looked like he could be my dad. So,
I don't know. He does look like he could be your dad. Oh, my God. Yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda is a genius. Like,
I want to see more of his work because he seems like the music was A1. I was like, okay. And he was just so proud of himself, too.
Yeah,
like,
he was overhyped in like every performance.
Like, you could tell he knew what he did was good. He just was trying to get everyone else to see what he did was good. Like, but that was just such a great creation. But people are like, can they make a Hamilton too? Like, no, this is exactly how y'all ruin things every time. Yeah, if we make a Hamilton too,
and maybe do it with like a different historical figure.
I don't think it's gonna. Oh yeah, maybe do that, but it's not gonna live up to Hamilton. I don't think anything's gonna live up to Hamilton.
Well, it's gonna be a classic.
Yeah,
I want to see Lion King on Broadway.
Isn't it already on Broadway?
Yeah, but I'm just saying I want to
see. Oh, I thought you were saying you like want to see them make it.
Jaden, child.
I want to see so many musicals, but here's the thing. My mom doesn't like musicals, so she won't take me to see anything. I kept hinting that I wanted to see Shrek the musical, and it was it on Broadway. It was somewhere else. I forget where. It's somewhere like near where I live. And I kept trying to hint at it for my birthday. And I thought my mom was going to give me tickets to see it. And she didn't. But
we were trying to, but we couldn't find anywhere where they were playing it.
I always end up going to see musicals and stuff with my dad. Because my mom doesn't like it. And like, no one else in my family likes musicals. And so she's like, okay, time for Daddy Daughter Day.
Bro,
so, yeah.
The whole
last thing I saw, though. I haven't seen anything on Broadway, but I've seen shows. Like, I've seen Misty Copeland perform. I saw that with my godmom. I got to leave school early for that.
Oh, wow.
Sucks to be y'all.
Oh.
We went to New York. Oh. Yeah, we did. No.
To watch.
Wait, I don't know if
boring
we
boring.
No, I think we did go to New York. And then I went with my dad to see Shen Yun. So,
what is that even about?
That's a good question. I don't know.
But just watching people dance.
But it was nice to watch.
Wait, is it just a dance or is it like a play?
It was more dancing and tricks and stuff.
Oh.
But and then both times I got to eat, and we went to Asian restaurants both times. With my godmom, we went to a Thai place, and with my dad, we went to a place called Sushi Mama, I think, or Crazy Sushi. It had a weird name. I think it was Crazy Sushi.
How do you get Sushi Mama mixed up with Crazy Sushi? Like, I don't even
I don't know. I think it's... I have a picture of it, but it's going to take me a while to find it to see what it was called. So I might as well not even. But it was so fun.
My favorite song in Hamilton is...
I want to see more art stuff. Oh, this is hurting my legs.
Aaron Burser. No, it's not. It's actually... The Schuyler sisters.
It's Skylar. Did you even watch it? Did you even listen to the song?
Skylar
sisters. It's not Skylar.
Okay, listen. Acting like you're a Hamilton expert all of a sudden. Like, you're acting like the 2016 theater nerds right now.
You can't even say their name. They said it like 20 times in the song.
Okay, I haven't heard the full thing since I watched the movie, but I just remember watching the movie and being like, oh, wow, that's good.
I love that song. The Skylar sisters, that song is amazing. Listen to the full thing. Satisfied. Ugh. Amazing. Listen to the full thing. And then I like My Shot because in the beginning with, okay, that part is hilarious. That's how we sang it. Oh my gosh. But in the beginning, Anthony Ramos had a part, like, in the play. He just had a part. And he also has a part in Satisfied. He's like, all right, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm just like, oh. Well, he's engaged. He cheated on me. Man, I switched up real quick. But he cheated on me. Guys, he's engaged.
Look at you trying not to be a homewrecker.
She said,
I will not be August. I saw it today.
This is what you do, guys. When you're single, you just have to, like, basically crush on every celebrity you see.
Oh, my God.
This is what occupies my time now. But, guys, I found out he's dating or engaged to the girl in Hamilton. He's engaged to Peggy. No.
No, not Peggy.
Bro,
not
how could Peggy. You do that to me? I'm so hurt. It's okay. Man. I think Leslie Odom Jr. is single. Actually, I should fact check that.
Let's see if Leslie Odom Jr. is single.
Leslie Odom Jr. relationship
status. I'm not throwing away my shot.
Oh, I like Hercules Mulligan, too. I just like how his voice sounds really nice.
Who's that?
What? What's your mean wife? Wait, hold on. It's not working.
You got a wife, too.
Bruh, I looked, he's married to Nicolette Robinson? They've been together for 12 years? How? I'm telling you, these people are cheaters.
12 years?
How can you even cheat on someone that looks like me? What?
What? Well, darn.
No way. My phone is not letting me click the link.
Oh, we also need to have a conversation about how my king, Timothée Chalamet, seems to be dating a lot of problematic women.
Then you shouldn't be your king anymore.
I don't know, y'all, because, okay, the new woman that he was dating, I forget her name, y'all, I don't even know her. But, like, she apparently did blackface and did some racist stuff. And then, like, the girl that he was dating before that, Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp, she recently got exposed by this girl who was, like, this whole situation is random. Like, Rowan Blanchard's black girlfriend exposed a Lily.
Rowan Blanchard's a little weird.
Rowan is kind of weird. But, like, so her girlfriend exposed Lily Rose Depp because apparently they went to the same high school. And she was like, she's racist and stuff like that. Basically was exposing her, but without saying her name. But we all kind of knew who she was talking about. And I was like, Timothy, like, Timothy's unproblematic, but, like, it seems like everyone he dates is super problematic, and I don't know, and guys who date mean girls, that just doesn't sit right with me, but, yeah. Not even just mean girls, just racist girls. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not attractive.
I don't understand how people can date someone that's, like, problematic. Or, like, even just be friends with someone. Like, you can be friends... Okay, I'm about to get back to the political stuff. Whoa. You could be friends with someone who's a Republican or a Democrat. You know, somebody with the opposing views to you. But I don't...
I'm not friends with no Republican.
I can't see myself being friends with a Trump supporter, you know? Like, a Republican, maybe, but a Trump supporter, that's different. It depends on who you're supporting, you know? Because who you're supporting says a lot about you. Your political views, it depends. But... I don't even know if I have any friends who side with Republicans. Maybe some of my teammates. I don't know. Anyway.
You have to think for a second. I don't think I do.
I hope not.
I really don't know, so.
Not that I know of. But let me find out.
If they are, they're hiding it, because I really don't recall being friends with anyone. Like, the stuff they post on Instagram, nothing is really like, you did not just say that. Like, the few people I do follow who say problematic stuff, I'm not friends with them. I simply follow them just to see what they post. Like, I'm just interested in seeing their side. But that's it. I'm not really friends with any of them.
I don't follow everybody who, like, either wasn't saying anything or was saying problematic stuff.
I
don't have the time.
I only unfollowed the Trump supporters who unfollowed me. Because I'm like, why would I follow you if you follow me, if you don't follow me? But if they didn't unfollow me, then I keep them. And then I like to see what they say, and then I get triggered every time. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. Really, like, good. I don't want to get triggered. Like, I don't want to follow people who say, like, dumb stuff like that. Because I don't feel like getting mad, you know?
It's like, I want to know, but at the same time, it just triggers me every time, so.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, like, I don't know. Like, do you think it's a good idea to, like, unfollow people who don't agree with you? Or do you think, you know, because you want to have that conversation? Or do you think that you should just close them off for your mental, like, health?
I like knowing both sides to each story. Like, even when I see, like, an Instagram post on something, like, I don't know, just, like, a statement, I like to look in the comments and see both sides. Because sometimes the other side, I'm like, oh. Like, I didn't even think about that. But then other times I'm like, yeah, you sound stupid. But it just all depends. Like, that's why sometimes I don't post everything on my story. Like, I always have to, like, do my research and see both sides before I just post anything.
Yeah.
Because then some, also, back to that whole posting thing. Some of y'all just post whatever is popular and you don't even fact check anything. Which bugs me so much because, like, y'all are always saying false things. Like, the whole, like, Google took Palestine off the map, that's false. It was never on. It was never there. So they didn't just take it off this year. There was, like, a whole petition for them to not take it off the map. And it was never there, so.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. But, yeah, I guess I like to follow... I like to follow, like, people, you know. What? No. What am I saying?
Wait. Right. You said you didn't like to follow people.
I mean, like, I don't like to follow people, like, who aren't doing... Because I feel like in this day and age, especially when you have... If you have, like, Instagram, you most likely have access to Google and the internet and all that stuff. So, like, if you're fortunate enough to have access to the internet, like, there's no excuse for ignorance. You know what I mean? Like... I feel like, I don't feel like it's always my responsibility to educate you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is. Like, you should, I mean, not like you should, but, like, it does help to, you know, maybe educate your friends or whatever on, like, what's really going on. But, you know, for people who aren't educated or whatever, you can't say, like, oh, it's not my fault that I believe this or I believe that because nobody's educating me. Like, everybody's just saying, oh, that I'm a bad person because I believe this and all that stuff, but nobody's taking the time to educate me. Well, like, it's not anybody's job to educate you unless they are your professor or your teacher. Like, it's not their job or their duty to, like, help you to understand what's really going on in the world. Like, you have to do that. You have to, like, take the initiative to, like, go on Google and, like, or watch YouTube videos or listen to podcasts or read a book. Like, there's so many resources open to you, like, if you're, like, lucky enough to have access to the internet, because a lot of people do not have that. So, like, if you have that, take advantage of it, you know? Because, like, even though, like, I'm a Black woman living in America, like, there's still things that I need to educate myself on, like, what happens to Black trans people in America, or what's happening in Palestine, what's happening, like, all around the world, and what's happening in Yemen, like, all that stuff. Like, you know, it's, like, you have to educate yourself constantly in this world, you know, to do the right thing, basically. So, like, you know, read a book, read an article, watch a YouTube video, like, you know, because it's not everybody's responsibility to teach you what's right and wrong.
Dang it! Wait.
We've been forgetting a lot of what we're supposed to say, like, this entire episode.
That's because I distracted myself. I was checking to see if I said Palestine right. Or Palestine. Dang it. I don't know what I said the first time. I was checking to see if I said it right. I think I was going to say something along the lines of something on Instagram. People follow. I don't know. Look, you know what annoys me? Okay, so I never pay attention to my follower count, but recently I'm about to hit, like, you know, a milestone. So I've been trying to hit this milestone, you know, and then my number is going down. I'm like, why is my number going down? So I downloaded an app to see who was unfollowing me. And, you know, of course, Trump supporters. Yeah, I understand that, you know. But, like
oh, my gosh, she believes in human rights? Ugh, horrible.
You know, those random they're not random people, because I don't accept followers I don't know. But, like, the people who, like, who go to your school, but you don't really know them, but you know they exist, they follow me and unfollow me just so I can follow them. Like, so many of them do that. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know they were doing that until I used that app. And that just, it bugs me that people do that.
Yeah.
They just follow you, and then you follow them, and then they delete you.
People who aren't famous and, like, don't follow you back. It's like, you are not, I'm not your fan.
Yeah, that's exactly, I'm like, okay, like, you did this for what? Like, that bugs me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, another thing that happened. So, y'all, Tamara Mowry left The Real. If you don't know, The Real is kind of like a more chill version of The View, or more like lighthearted version of The View. Like, it's all women of color who just sit there and talk about pretty much nothing. Like, they call it The Real, but
they me is just calling another person.
I know. Like, they don't really talk, they call it The Real, but, like, they never get deep. It's always, like, surface level, like, conversations, and it's like, what? You know, like, all their topics are like, what happens when your man flirt with your best friend? Or, what happens when your best friend is having a wedding, but you don't want to go, but your man wants to go? Like, something crazy. Like, that's
what happens when a stranger touches your kid's hair.
it's like, they just talk, like, The Real is like a show that you just watch for fun. Like, that's what it is. But, so Tamara Mowry left The Real, and now there's only three standing. It started off with Tamar, and I hope Tamar's okay. She was recently hospitalized for attempted suicide, so, like, prayers up for Tamar. But it started off with Tamar, Lonnie, Adrian, the girl from Cheetah Girls. Our neighbors have another party, y'all, so if y'all hear the music, just, that's them. where was that? Oh, Adrian from Cheetah Girls, Tamara, Twitches, and Genie. So, like, it's all, it's Black, Asian, and Hispanic women all together just talking about, you know, girl talk, girl chat, or whatever. And, yeah, so first Tamar left. There's a lot of drama around why she left. Nobody really knows why, like, but, like, there's apparently a lot of drama around it.
I think I know why.
Why?
Okay. So you guys know how Tamar is. She's very, she's, I guess, blunt.
Energetic.
Yeah, she's very energetic. she doesn't sugarcoat anything.
Like, she has, like, Leo energy.
I feel like she said what just comes to her mind, and some people take that. If you don't know Tamar, you're going to be offended by what she's... Are they turning up the music? They about to start partying over here. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, this is every night.
They about to get lit.
But, gotta love these neighbors. In the mornings, the chickens, and nights, the music. But... In all seriousness, I can't hear my phone thing. But, oh!
I don't even know what I'm saying. They about to get down over there.
Okay. It's like, progressively getting louder. I was gonna say, I think Tamar, I think she got fired because, people were getting offended by her personality, okay? That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, and I don't really know the reason why Tamara left, but I guess she was just, like, kind of over it. But it seems like everyone's kind of going their own way. Like, I think Adrian's on YouTube. G's, like, doing something. I don't know. Her. Okay, anyways. And Lonnie's, like, you know, kind of going off with her comedian career.
So, you know, they're all kind of doing their own thing. So I think right now is the time to end it anyways, because they were never really serious on the reel. Oh, and Amanda Seales, too. Amanda Seales was a great addition to the reel. But, like, every time she got real on the reel, they thought it was too much. Exactly. They always want it to be, like, surface level, even though it's called The Real, so that means real.
Their problem is you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Yes. Feelings are going to have to get hurt if you want to be real.
Yes, period. Like, it's called The Real for a reason. Okay, well, that's the end of our show for today. We hope y'all enjoyed. Please tune in to our next podcast. And follow us on Instagram. Please follow us. Okay, but follow us on Instagram. It's at @twoopinionatedblackgirls. And then on Twitter, it's just @twoopinionated, because I guess we can say @twoopinionatedblackgirls for some reason. But on Twitter, it's... Oh, I think @twoopinionatedblackgirls on Twitter is too long of a name. So it's just @twoopinionated on Twitter. So @twoopinionatedblackgirls on Instagram. Just @twoopinionated on... Instagram. And if y'all want to email us, it's twoopinionatedblackgirls@gmail.com.
Email us, please. DM us on Instagram. I like the conversation. It's pretty interesting. just DM us. Follow us. Okay, guys? We are desperate. We haven't even hit 30 followers yet. Come on.
If y'all want the names of, if y'all know us and want the names of people we were talking about, DM
us. Oh, wait, never mind. Oh, guys. Oh, that is some tea. Some of you probably know who I'm talking
about. But yeah, we're not trying to bully you, just exposing people. You'll be cussing and puts out. Okay, alright. That's it for today, y'all. We'll see you next episode. Don't forget to follow us on the gram and the Twitter. Yeah, bye.